Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
As events swirl around the region in North Africa and the Middle East, the Arab-Israeli conflict seems like an island of intractability. Yet tensions loom between Israel and its ally of the last 30 years, or at least the nation it's made peace with over the last 30 years, Egypt, as well as a confrontation looming at the United Nations over the Palestinians declaring statehood officially at the UN. Aaron David Miller joins us. He's Woodrow Wilson scholar and has been Middle East advisor to both Republican and Democratic secretaries of state. His new book is Can America Have Another Great President? Will be published in 2012. Aaron David Miller, good morning to you.
A pleasure to be here.
If you can draw a line between the tensions that developed in the fighting that had bloody consequences last week down in southern Israel near the Egyptian border with what's looming in the United Nations as the Palestinians appear to have few options but to declare independence in this environment of revolution in the Middle East, what's going on?
Look, all of this is symptomatic of one fundamental problem or obstacle or challenge, and that is the possibility of a conflict-ending agreement between Israelis and Palestinians, which conclusively resolves the core issues, Jerusalem border security and refugees, is right now simply not possible. So what you see, Israeli-Palestinian confrontation, Palestinian efforts to introduce statehood resolution or upgrade their non-member entity status to that of a non-member observer state, all of this and continued tensions is a reflection of the basic core strategic problem. And as long as that problem is not addressed, and it is unlikely to be addressed, you're going to see a set of outcomes, tensions, and confrontations, and not solutions.
Although it's a moving target in Egypt, as the government there is not in place, and the cold peace between Egypt and Israel is always sort of vulnerable. Do you sense that things could become relatively unstable between Israel and Egypt, even as they attempt to deal with the intractability on the Palestinian front?
I mean, if by what you mean by instability is the treaty relationship coming apart, I doubt it. That, too, is a strategic calculation by both sides. The Egyptian military is still very much in control and in charge, with $1 billion plus a year in U.S. military aid, including hundreds of millions of dollars in excess defense articles and training programs for the Egyptian military in the United States. The odds that the Egyptian military would unilaterally abrogate or try to undermine the treaty strikes me as fanciful. And on the Israeli side, despite the tensions, there is a very good military-to-military relationship between these two military systems. So I don't see the treaty unraveling. What I see is contracting space for the Israelis and the Americans as the Arab Spring becomes very messy and kind of morphs into a much harsher Arab winter. The space available to America in this region, despite all these hopeful changes within these Arab systems and countries, that space is going to contract, and it will contract for the Israelis too.
Well, the notion of influence that the U.S. would have on Israel is where we want to get to in this conversation. But pause for a moment on the question, not so much of the treaty unraveling, but of relations between the Israeli military and the Egyptian military coming apart. You had Ehud Barak saying some things that caused some head-scratching, at least by me last week, saying that the Egyptians had allowed the security situation to deteriorate in the Sinai, essentially accusing the Egyptian military of aiding Hamas in some sense in their ability to attack Israel not only from inside Gaza but from possibly Egyptian territory. Those are strong words.
They are, and I think you have the age of the acquiescent autocrat, the Mubaraks, the Ben Alis, is gone. The notion that there will now be a central authority in Egypt which is willing and able to bend its policies toward what the Israelis want and toward what the Americans want, that era is over. And I think along with that is growing public pressure from the Egyptian political system to be more supportive of Hamas, to open up Rafah, the Egyptian-Palestinian border, and to generally take a harder line toward Israeli actions, both on settlement activity and the absence of movement in the Arab-Israeli peace process. Mm. So there's no question that you're gonna end up with political statements from both sides and actual moves from both sides that are gonna escalate tensions. What I just don't see is the fundamental contours of the relationship involving the treaty coming apart. The Egyptian mm-hmm. military, in the end, has a stake in controlling northern Sinai and has a stake in ensuring that Islamic fundamentalism doesn't link up with their own Islamic groups within the country. So I think there are balance mechanisms that will pertain. I just think that we're headed south in terms of political relations.
Got it. So tensions and uncertainty, certainly in the short term, but the entire relationship is backstopped by that treaty, which Aaron David Miller does not believe is coming apart. That's who we're speaking with, Woodrow Wilson scholar, Middle East advisor to Republican and Democratic secretaries of state. We've seen in the Libya situation, though, that the U.S. really took a backseat, was not the influential sort of leader on the NATO operation in Libya. I'm wondering if it comes down to Israel demanding that the Palestinians step away from this declaration of a state in the United Nations as a condition for moving forward on the peace process, would the U.S. have the ability to deliver that from the Palestinian Authority?
No, it does not. If you cannot produce negotiations between now and September 20th, you cannot produce a quartet statement which promises in a serious way negotiations with terms of reference that both the Israelis and the Palestinians can accept, if you can't produce some sort of change in Israeli behavior, the Palestinians are going to go forward with this resolution. It will change nothing in the end. But it is, again, symptomatic of the period in which we find ourselves. Drift, deterioration, and clearly a series of rising tensions in this region.
And amidst a warmth, at least democratically speaking, in the region, a deep freeze between Israel and the Palestinians getting sharper. Aaron David Miller, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Aaron David Miller is Woodrow Wilson scholar, Middle East advisor to both Republican and Democratic secretaries of state. We should remind you, his new book, Can America Have Another Great President, will be published in 2012. Thanks so much.